The Biden administration has announced it intends to end a public health measure that President Trump introduced along the U.S.-Mexico border at the start of the pandemic. Title 42, as it's known, blocked migrants from entering the country because of concerns about COVID-19. Here's Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas on CNN explaining why the measure is not needed anymore.
The arc of the pandemic no longer requires it when we have ramped up our public health protocols. And we've been working on those for quite some time.
Aurelis Hernandez is a correspondent for The Washington Post based in San Antonio. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So the CDC says Title 42 will end May 23rd. Can you remind us briefly what Title 42 was, what the intention of this was?
Title 42 was this administrative policy initiated under the Trump administration that gave them the power to summarily expel anyone who reached the border without authorization under public health guidelines in order to stymie or to prevent the spread of COVID-19 into the United States as well as into border communities. Now, advocates for a long time have said that there isn't a true justification for Title 42. It basically limits anyone who's seeking asylum from doing so at the border.
And it actually has existed for a very long time, since 1944, but the Trump administration began using it in 2020. Secretary Mayorkas has repeatedly said it was intended to be a public health measure, not immigration policy. But you have critics who say it should remain in place. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has described the decision to end this measure as reckless. What is he worried about?
He's worrying about something that lawmakers along the border have talked about and Border Patrol have talked about, sort of the opening of the floodgates, that this one prohibition has been successful in sending millions of people back into Mexico or to their countries of origin, and that now these individuals who, under the presumption that their asylum claims are not legitimate, which was the same posture that President Trump had when he initiated this policy, would now be able to enter the country, which would be, in their view, you know, terrible from a public health standpoint, terrible from an economic standpoint, and just not a great idea for the national security of the nation.
So what steps is the Department of Homeland Security taking to prepare for a possible increase in illegal border crossings? And how are they going to handle COVID-19 security and preparation when those migrants arrive?
So DHS officials have said they've taken a number of steps to try and bolster their capacity and their infrastructure at the border. That includes everything from building, you know, more soft-sided facilities, holding facilities for folks who recently crossed, accelerating and expediting the process by which different people would be sort of corralled into different immigration outcomes, whether that's removal, detention, or ultimately being released into the country. They've said that they've sort of increased the number of folks who are agents, not just, you know, Border Patrol agents, but also volunteers from across DHS to help with different aspects of this, and are looking to increase the number of staffers that they have, you know, screening folks who come in looking sick and being able to test folks quickly and move them through the process.
What are things like at this point along the Texas and Mexico border, and how valid are the concerns about a massive increase in illegal crossings?
Well, you know, crossings have not stopped since this policy has been in place. Last year, we saw, you know, 1.7 million encounters at the border. Many of them are repeat encounters, right? About 30% of people who've tried again a few times later. But we are on pace right now for exceeding the numbers of encounters that Border Patrol agents and CBP agent officers experienced last year. It hasn't stopped. The authority to expel people is what will change. And that's what, you know, critics of the Biden administration would say is going to lead to chaos at the border.
As Secretary Mayorkas has said, this was initially a public health measure, not a political one, but it will have implications for not just Biden, but his party. Is there expected to be a backlash, especially as we move towards the midterms?
This could be a very difficult situation for President Biden, who from the very beginning of his administration has advocated for a humane, orderly process. If this gets out of control, which many critics of the administration see happening, it could be a lightning rod for Republicans ahead of the midterms, and most definitely factor into some of the the decisions that voters will have to make at the at polling stations in November.
Arelis Hernandez is a correspondent for The Washington Post based in San Antonio. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.